Now back to the articles, masculine, feminine, le or la, yes, or un for a, un or une. Un if it is a le word, or une if it is a la word. So that you would not have to stop each time and think, now what do I do? Is it le or la? Is it un or une? In the spoken language, one contracts. In all languages, we use contractions. As far as le and la is concerned, in the spoken language, didn't the French people just touch the L and pull it into the preceding word? For instance, if you want to say, I don't have the time, yes? Actually, it is je n'ai pas, I don't have. The time is le temps. But what you will hear is not je n'ai pas le temps. But what you will hear is je n'ai pas. So the, just the L of le is just pulled in to the preceding word. In this case, it's pas. Je n'ai pas le temps. Pas le temps. Pas le temps. Yes. So that L stands for le and la. Je n'ai pas le temps. That handles the problem. What would be problem in French?
Problème.
Problème, right. Yes. It so happens that problème, spelled P-R-O-B-L-E-M-E, yes, that all words in French ending in M-E, usually when you have an E, it's la, yes. But all M-E's are le. Le problème, le système, and so on. But if you want to say it's not the problem, would be ce n'est pas le problème. Pal.
Pal.
It's not a problem, ce n'est pas un problème. Yes. So you just touch the N for un or une. Yes. An expression that is used a lot in French is il y a. Il y a. Spelled I-L-Y and A. Il-I-A, but pronounced il-ya. Il-ya, you hear a lot, means there is and there are. Il-ya. 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 There is, there are, il-ya. So if you want to say, there's a problem here, would be?
Il-ya. Il y a un problème.
Right, very good. Il y a un problème. Il y a un, yes. Yes. Il y a un problème. How would you say something is?
Quelque chose.
Quelque chose.
Yes, quelque chose. How would you say someone? Some,
quelque.
One is
un.
So quelqu'un.
Quelqu'un.
Quelqu'un is someone, quelqu'un. Yes.
Quelqu'un.
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 Quelqu'un. Right. So there's someone here who would like to speak with you. Would be?
Il y a quelqu'un ici.
Here. Who?
Qui?
Would like to speak with you. Would like? Why don't you start with I would like?
Je voudrais.
So?
Qui voudrait?
Right, of
course. Yes.
To speak?
Parler.
With you.
Avec vous.
Right. Il y a quelqu'un, there is someone, il y a quelqu'un ici qui voudrait parler avec vous. If you want to say, is there someone? If you want to ask a question, you can either say, il y a quelqu'un ici? Yes, you just use inflection to question. There's someone here? Il y a quelqu'un ici? Or you can say, is it that? Est-ce que? Est-ce que? Est-ce que is it that? Est-ce qu'il y a would be is there or are there.
Est-ce qu'il y a?
If you want to say, is there a message for me, would be.
Est-ce qu'il y a un message pour, message pour moi?
Right. Est-ce qu'il y a un message? Est-ce pretty
y a un,
good.
Est-ce qu'il y a un?
Right. Est-ce qu'il y a un message pour moi? Yes. Mm-hmm. Est-ce qu'il y a un message pour moi? For the plural of the message in English is the messages. Yes. Yes. You don't change the in English. But in French, it is the article the that indicates if it is plural, because the for plural is les, which is easy. Yes, that goes for le words or la words. For plural, it's always les. No, pas de problème, no problem. Yes.
Just so, les girls, les messages.
Yes.
Les messages, les.
Yes, that would be the messages. The books would be
les livres.
Les livres. Les livres.